for me, the moment was on the Tuesday morning 2 weeks ago when it was in the afternoon on Tuesday when four children were killed on the beach about 150 yards away from where I was standing. This was different. This was inexplicable in terms of the targeting. It was quite clear that there were children running across a sandy beach. It was the second strike that killed three of them, even if the first had been a bunch of suspected militants hiding in a fisherman's hut. And that one killed one of the children. Three children running across a beach, too obvious. The television pictures that later emerged showed that. I was personally involved, as were many other journalists on those beachfront hotels, in treating some of the injured children. The first scene I was confronted by was friends of mine, journalist friends of mine, their hands covered in children's blood, putting pressure bandages onto shrapnel wounds on children's chests. And I was immediately asked to help, which I did. And, you know, we're all trained and practiced in how to do this sort of just battlefield first aid, really. You check over the body, the little children's bodies, to see if there's anything broken that they may not realise is broken. There was another little child in shock who I was checking over as well, because, you know, there was no apparent bleeding or broken limbs, but you need to make sure that there isn't a physical injury there. And it did turn out that little 10-year-old was just in a state of absolute shock. Just the scene of those journalists in that hotel, along with the waiters in the Aldera, the hotel staff carrying out those broken little bodies out onto the stretchers, out onto the street to get cars to take them to the Shifa Hospital. And then later on, when we were even closer to our Channel 4 News deadline, we had to go out again to the mosque nearby where they buried the four children killed on the beach. And that was a tremendously moving scene. I mean, it was absolutely heartbreaking to see those four little bodies lying under, you know, wrapped in Fatah, you know, the faction, the Palestinian faction, the Fatah flags, lying at the front of the mosque, the imam of the mosque, shrill with rage, and the mosque absolutely packed out. This was within 2 hours of the actual killings.
You said in one of your pieces that we saw things that will forever be hard to unsee. What were those things?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, the things. It's not necessarily always the blood and the gore. For me, it was in that little mosque where the four dead boys were lying on their stretchers before their burial. You know, you could see their dirty little feet poking out the bottom of the flags that they were wrapped in, where they'd, you know, just been running around on the beach and playing football and hide and seek. And it just seemed to me incredible that an hour or so earlier, those children had been alive and playing on a beach a stone's throw from where I was standing, and now they were cold and dead and lying at the front of a mosque about to be put in the ground.
Of course, this conflict, more than perhaps any other, inspires so much opinion debate on either side. How do you make sure that you reflect as accurately as you possibly can what's going on without delving into too much personal opinion in that reporting?
It is hard. What makes it hard is that I'm in Gaza and I'm seeing the things that are going on in Gaza, but it doesn't for a moment detract from the fact that there isn't, of course, suffering and bereavement on the other side. I'm acutely aware that a bereaved Israeli mum or dad is as bereaved as a Gazan mum or dad. But I have to also bear in mind that there was a disparity and asymmetry in numbers, which you've got to take into account. The bulk of the Israelis who've been killed have been soldiers engaged in the operations inside Gaza. Most of those killed on the Gaza side have been civilians. And, you know, at the heart of this, I was in Gaza. I reported what I saw. I reported what I witnessed with my own eyes. And what I witnessed with my own eyes was the most shocking, shocking thing I've ever seen in all my years reporting. I saw too much blood and death and destruction. And I saw too many dead children.